Hello. Today is February 24th, 2015, and we are on Lent 6 today. The scripture reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. What stands out to me today in this text that speaks to us about grace and peace is the notion that Christ sits at the right hand. And we know that, you know, every week when we say our, when we say parts of our Apostles' Creed, and particularly in the Nicene Creed, actually, and which we only use a couple times a year, we hear that Christ sits at the right hand. And what we should understand about that is that, of course, that is a place of honor. It is a place of, you know, during the times of kings and queens, if you were if you were a very important person, you know, at an event or whatever, you would sit at the right hand of the king. And that often meant that you were designated in high authority. And so even queens would often sit to the king's left to indicate that that one was above the other. There are very few kings where the queen would actually sit at his right, mainly because of the time period of, you know, of women being less than men during that time period. But what, in this particular reading, what Paul means for us to understand is who the importance of who Christ is and the authority that is put on Christ sitting at the right hand in the heavenly places. And the heavenly places, as talking about in this text, of course, is in reference to heaven and being with all the holy angels that have gone before us, all those who have died and all of those who have who are with Christ at the end of time. And our promise that we have been given in the waters of baptism is that we will have a resurrection like Christ, and we will live in the heavenly realm with God and Christ at the end of time. And so our place in heaven is going to be that the right hand of Christ, and that has been promised to us through Christ himself, that Christ took our place and saved us from the power of death, so that when the time comes, and time comes, we will be lifted up with Christ, and we will be placed at his right hand. And that is our place in heaven that has been promised to us. The second thing I wanted to point out in this text is about above every name that is named, that mentioning on verse 21 here. You know, oftentimes, and my mother still does this to this day, but, you know, my mother is, as I've shared with many of you already, that my mother is a Jewish woman, and she is a very devout Jewish woman, so much so that when she sends me cards or letters or anything like that, and she signs the card, you know, she will often put, you know, God bless you or God be with you or something like that in the card, but she sees the name of God as so holy that she will not write it in its entirety. And so she, and I believe this is common practice for most Jews today, I'd have to check with her on this, but I'm pretty sure it is, that's why she does it. But so when she signs the word of God, she puts G-D. Of course, I know what that is, you know, she sees the name of God as so holy that she can't even write it, or she doesn't write it, as a sense of reverence. And how different would it be, you know, if we held that same kind of reverence in our own traditions? And I think there are some beautiful things that come from the Jewish faith that we have to learn. And I think holding the name of God holy is one of them. You know, and particularly in the Hebrew scriptures, God has many names. Elohim, Yahweh. And these words are used in different contexts to kind of flesh out and really show us the holiness and the holisticness of who God is. And I think when we remember that, and we remember that God's authority and power and dominion, that if we think about the expanse of who God is, then how can we not hold that in holy, in a holy place? I'm not saying that we should go around and not say the word God, because it'd make it kind of impossible to talk about it. But I think we should hold reverency when we do speak of God in certain places. I realize that's not appropriate at all times, but in certain places, holding the name of God in reverence at that right and thinking about that connection of where we will be at the right hand of Christ at the end of time, I think is a beautiful image for us to ponder and to think about as we think about God's grace and mercy for us. Let us pray. Illumine the dark sadness of our hearts that we may shine with you, dear God, the love who never lets us go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.